Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Salamon Nemal. Arsu befite bawnetna.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו, אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו לא יראה יה ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם וכסילים מתי תשכילו, הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט, היוסר גויים הלא יוכיע, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יה, ומתורתך תלמדנו, להשקיט לו ממרע, עד יקרא לרשע שחד. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרג לי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. היי חוברך כיסא הבוד, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ואלוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את עונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Today's daily song, we have
Psalm 8. Mizmor het, lamnatseach al hagittit, mizmor le David.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ, אשר תנה הודך על השמיים. מפי עוללים ויונקים יסת עוז למען צורריך, להשבית אויב ומתנקם. כי הראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעצרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שעת תחת רגליו. צונה ואלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest fill the enemy of the enemy. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
By the fire. grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flower, how it makes your garden look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, oh, yeah. What a beautiful scene, yeah. Ooh,
and alone, all you got to do Al Hagitit Mizmor Ledawi. For him who triumphs, Lamenatzeach. For the overcomer, Lamenatzeach. For him who triumphs, Al Hagitit. At treading the winepress, Gitit. Al Hagitit Lamenatzeach. Al Hagitit. Psalm 8, Hebraically here, the first verse. The phrase, treading the wine press, Al Hagitit, is to be read in the light and the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere in Yoel, in Joel 4 and 13. Put ye in the sickle. For the harvest is ripe. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. The vats overflow. To whom will Elohim say, put ye in the sickle, put y'all in the sickle. Tread y'all, for the wine press is full. Rav Finchas, Phineas taught in the name of Rav Hilkiah, Elohim will say this to the angels. But the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memheran, they maintain that a Gziavir, Elohim will say it to the children, the Bnei Yisrael. Songs are not sung at the season of harvest, nor at the season of grape gathering, nor at the season of olive picking, but only at the season of treading the wine press. As it is said, La menatzeyach al hagitit mizmor lidawi. For him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, at treading the wine press, hagitit, gitit, mizmor lidawi, a psalm, a chant of David.
Psalm 8.
Mizmor het, lam natseyah al hagitit, mizmor lidavid.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, a midrash, a study. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked for the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8. Hear, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, a midrash, a study. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, a midrash on Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8. La menatzeyach al hagitit Mizmor ledawid. For him who triumphs, La menatzeyach, for the overcomer, la menatzeach, for him who triumphs, al hagitit, at treading the winepress, gitit, al hagitit, la menatzeach, al hagitit. Psalm 8, Hebraically here, the first verse, the phrase, treading the winepress, al hagitit, is to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere in Joel 4 and 13. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread y'all, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow. To whom will Elohim say, put ye in the sickle, put y'all in the sickle. Tread y'all. For the wine press is full. Rav Phinehas taught in the name of Rav Hilkiah, Elohim will say this to the angels. But the Rebbeinot, the rabbis, the Memheran, they maintain that Elohim will say it to the children, the Bnei Yisrael. Songs are not sung at the season of harvest, nor at the season of grape gathering, nor at the season of olive picking, but only at the season of treading the wine press. As it is said, La menatzeach al hagitit mizmor lidawid. For him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, at treading the wine press, hagitit, gitit, Mizmor Lidawi, a psalm, a chant of David. by, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon, as is said in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 51:33. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. The time of harvest shall come for her. By, quote, grape gathering, end quote, is meant the fall of Greece, the fall of the Gracchi, as is said in Zechariah 9:13. For I have bent Yehuda, Judah, for me. For I have bent Judah for I have filled the bow with Ephraim. Against thy sons, O Greece, O Gracchi, by, quote, olive picking, end quote, is meant the fall of Media, as is said in Esther Chadasha, in Esther Astir, in Esther 7 and 10. So they hanged Haman on the tree by, quote, treading the wine press, end quote, is meant the fall of Edom, the fall of Edom, as is said in Isaiah, in Isaiah 63 and 3. I have trodden the wine press alone. I have trodden the vine press, all one, alone. In Scripture, you find redemption described by four metaphors. In the Scriptures, you'll find that redemption is described by four metaphors, as a grape gathering, as a harvest, as a pregnant woman, as a woman with child, and as spices. If any of these be taken prematurely, the owners will get no profit from them. Hence, it is written of a harvest in Joel 4:13, put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. It is written of great gathering in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah 49:9-10, when grape gatherers come to thee, O Esau, O Esau, of a pregnant woman, a woman with child. In Micah 5:2, it is written, therefore will he give them up until the time, that she who travaileth hath brought forth, then the remnant shall return. And of spices, in Song of Songs, Shir HaShari, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8:14, it is written, make haste, my beloved, for be thou like a gazelle, or to a young hart upon the mountain of spices. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. In Joel 4:13, in Joel 4:13, it is written, come, tread ye, for the wine press is full. All the prophets, Navim, Nabiyayim, all the prophets saw the wine press. All the prophets saw the wine press as the symbol of redemption. So the prophet Joel saw it, for he said, put y'all in the sickle. Put ye in the sickle. The wine press is full. So Isaiah saw it. For he said in Isaiah 27:2, in that day, a vineyard of wine, sing y'all to it. So Asaph saw it, for he said in Psalm 81:1, for him who triumphs, lamenatzeach al ha-gittit, at treading the wine press, the gittit, a psalm of Asaph. And so David saw it, for he said, Lam natzeach al hagitit mizmor le David, for him who triumphs at treading the wine press, the gitit, a psalm, a chant of David. Lam natzeach Al Hagitit, Mizmor Litawid. Yahuwah Adonenu, Madir Shemeka, Bekol Haaret, Asher Tna Hodeka Al Hashemayim. O Jehovah, I and I, Adonai, how excellent is thy name, Yahuwah Adonenu, Madir Shemeka, in all the earth, Bekol Haaret. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory, Asher Tina Hodeka Al Hashemayi. Rabbi said, we, I and I, find that on three occasions, at the making of man, at the giving of Torah, and at the building of HaMishkan, the tabernacle, HaMelakim, the angels, remonstrated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. They remonstrated at the making of man when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to create man. He consulted the angels and said to them, some say, let us make man, in Bereishis, Genesis 1:26. They asked, what is man that thou art mindful? That thou art mindful of him. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Mahanosha kiyati zikrenu. Elohim replied, soon you will see Chokmato, his wisdom, his wise mind. And after he created man, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What did the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl before the ministering angels and began asking them what the name of each creature was. The ministering angels did not know. Then Elohim said to them, you desire proof of the wisdom of man. As I ask him, he will tell me, the Shemot, the names. Indeed, he will call out the name of each one. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do then? He assembled all beasts and cattle and fowl and brought them before man. For it is said in Bereishis, in Genesis 2:19, and out of the ground, Yahweh Elohim assembled, Yitzer, every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. Is it not already said in a previous verse, ask Ravacha, Elohim made Wayas, the beasts of the earth, after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, in Bereishis, in Genesis 1:25. In what sense then does Scripture use the word Wayitzer? Having said by Wayas in the previous verse that he made, by Wayitzer in this verse, Scripture cannot mean he formed, but he assembled, as in the phrase in Deuteronomy 21:19, the A part of the verse. When thou shalt assemble Tatzor against a city, Deuteronomy 21:19a, having said that Elohim, the true good, the true God, assembled the creatures, Scripture goes on to say that, according to Genesis 2:19, he brought them to the man to see, lirot, what he would call them. Is not everything foreseen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He? Yet, the verse says to see, lirot, to see, as if Elohim could not foresee. How then are we to understand, lirot, unless we read it as laraot, to cause to see, laraot, to cause to see? That is, Elohim caused the ministering angels to see, seen man's chokmah, man's wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, Chokmah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse? And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Vayitzer Yahweh Elohim min ha'adam kol hayat ha'sadeh ve'et kol ofa ha'shamayim vayabel ha'adam lir'ot ma yikra lahu ve'kol asher yikra lahu ha'adam nefesh ha'yahu shmo. It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha'adam, gave it, and thereby named every living creature. Then, Ha'kadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, "And thou, and I, what is Shemecha? What is thy name? What is Shemecha?" The man answered, "It is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adamah." And Elohim asked, "And I, what is Shmi? What is my name? What is thy name?" Adam answered, "It is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all. Since the I art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42:8. Ani Yahuahu Shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuah. Ani Yahuahu Shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai hu Shemo. I am the Lord, the Sovereign, He who be, we be. That is Shemi, my name. Adoni Yahuahu Shemi. Ani Adonai hu Shemi. I be He who be, who He be. That is Shemi, hu Shemi. By that, Elohim, the true good, the true God, meant that is Shemi, my name. By that, Adam called me, called I. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, said to the angels, HaMelaki, said to the angels, "Behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, Ma enosh ki tizikreinu. And yet you say, what is enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him?" Similarly, the angels, began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai. For Yisrael, they said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah Adonin, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory." By this they meant Ribon, Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim, in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive, and Torateka, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, "HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim in heaven, where can Torah find fulfillment among earthly beings? As it is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 45 and 12, I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, "Why hast thou not taught B'ni, my son, the craft?" The master weaver replied, "This is a craft that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, thy son has a finger missing. Yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving?" So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, HaTorah, the Torah cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, Kedoshi. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMitzorah of the leper, and in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered, and in Leviticus 15:25, if a woman has an issue, and in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat. And in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Job, 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. As soon as he finished saying all these things to the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, performed His deed of love and gave HaTorah, the Torah, to Moshe. But when Moses was gone up the mountain and did not come down, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, wrought that thing of theirs, so that the tablets of testimony were smashed. When the ministering angels rejoiced and said, "Now HaTorah will be restored to us." And when Moshe went up, aliyed up a second time to receive HaTorah, the ministering angels asked, "Ribon Shel Ha'olami, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only yesterday did not the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, sin up against HaTorah in that thou hast written in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before I. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, "As accusers, you have always stood between I and Yisrael. And yet when you went down to Abraham, did you not eat meat and milk together, as it is said even in Bereshit 18:7-8? And Abraham took curd and milk and the calf that he had dressed and set it before them, and they did eat. But even a child in Yisrael, after coming home from his teacher's, the Moreh's Beit, his teacher's house, will say, if his mother sets out bread, meat, and cheese for him to eat, this day my teacher taught me, according to Exodus 34 and 26, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk." The angels found no answer for Elohim. And in that instant, when the angels had no answer and no rejoinder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, said to Moses, according to Exodus 34:27, write thou these words. Again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired his presence, his face, his perception to dwell in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, the angels said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Mahenosh ki tizikrenu. Rav Yehuda Judah, in the name of Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, both deduced this remonstrance of the angels from the one verse in Psalm 68:13. Kings of heavenly hosts cast yidodun, they cast, taking it to mean figuratively that the angels cast stones in remonstrance. Yidodun, having the same sense as yadu in the verse in Joel 4:3, against me, my people, yadu, they cast lots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to the angels, by your lives, I will do as you say. And Habakkuk 3:3, his glory covered the heavens only. But David said to the ministering angels, by your lives, the glory shall be with me. By your lives, the glory shall be with I. For the verse concludes, the earth shall be full of Tehilato, his praise, his eyes. The angels reply, only his praise, not his glory, will be on earth. David said, nevertheless, his glory will be on earth, as you can see from the psalm, the Mizmor, that begins with, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, from the heavens in Psalm 148:1, and goes on in the 13th verse, his glory shall be upon earth and heaven. Thus, the glory will be first upon earth, and then will be Bashamayim in the heavens. Hence, hence it is said, Yahuwah Adonenu Mahadir Shimika Bekol Haaretz Asher Tenaho Deka Al Hashamayim. O Jehovah Ayinai Adonia, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, where thou hast set thy glory that was in heaven. Mipi olalima weyonikima yisadita oz, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou the eye, male, ordained strength. Mipi olalima weyonikima yisadita oz. Consider this verse in the light illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs 6:1. Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. These words are addressed to young disciples, young Talmudim, to each of whom at the time that he is ordained as a scholar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, quote, before thou wast ordained, thou wast not answerable for the entire community. But now that thou art ordained, thou art become a surety for the community. As it is said in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. Who is spoken of as thy friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of whom it is said in Song of Songs 5:16, this is my beloved, and this is my friend, and of whom it is also said in Proverbs 27:10, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. And what art thou to do as surety of what is clean? Thou art not to say it is unclean, and of what is unclean that it is clean. Of what is permitted, thou art not to say it is forbidden, and of what is forbidden, verboten, that it is permitted. Otherwise, thou wilt be sneered into guilt by the words of thy mouth. As is said in Proverbs 6 and 2, thou art sneered by the words of thy mouth. What more art thou to do as surety? Go and occupy thyself with Torah. For the next verse, verse 3 of Proverbs chapter 6, it says, do this now, Bini, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Here, the word this clearly refers to Torah. Of that, it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4:44, in Deuteronomy 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah that Moses set before the Bnei Yisrael, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. The verse, it continues in Proverbs 6 and 3, go, humble thyself. That is, get thee a master who will tread on thee as on earth, and humble thyself at his feet. But it is Elohim whom thou must set as Melech, as Negus, even as Negus Neges, king over thee. As the verse concludes in Proverbs 6 and 3, and let thy friend be king, Rechab, over thee. Here, the word Rechab pertains to kingliness, as does Rahab in the verse in Psalm 87, verse 4. I will make mention of the kingdom Rahab and of Babylon. If thou settest Elohim as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over thee, the eye, according to Proverbs 6 and 5, thou wilt deliver thyself as a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Another comment, the words in Proverbs 6 and 1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy neighbor, are addressed to children in Israel who become sureties for one another at the time of the giving of Torah. How so? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to give HaTorah to Amo Yisrael, he said to them, give me sureties that you will live by HaTorah, that you will live by the Torah. And when Amo Yisrael said, behold, the patriarchs will be sureties for us, for I and I, Elohim replied, as y'all live, the patriarchs themselves are in debt to me, are in debt to I. Would that they were able to stand surety for their own persons. A parable, a mashal, is told of a man who needed to borrow money and was told, bring surety, and thou will receive as much money as thou desirest. The man went and brought another who himself was in debt, and he was told, thou hast brought one already in debt to me. Would that he were able to stand surety for his own person. Go now and bring someone not in debt to me, and then receive what money thou desirest. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Amo Yisrael, you bring me the patriarchs, the fathers, sureties against whom I already hold many pledges. Bring I sureties who are not in debt to me, who are not in debt to I. Whence do we know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke like this? Because it is written in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5 and 3, Yahweh, Jehovah made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, with I and I, who are all of us, all of I and I, here, alive, this day. When Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, ask, who are those not in debt to thee, to the eye? Elohim, the true God, answered, infants. Whereupon Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, brought sucklings at their mother's breast, and pregnant women and women with child whose wombs became transparent as glass, so that the embryos in the womb could see Elohim and speak with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask the sucklings and the embryos, will you be sureties for your fathers, your patriarchs, so that if I give them HaTorah, the direction, the instruction, they will live by it. But that if they do not, you will be forfeited because of them. They replied, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 2, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, I be he who be, we be the I Elohim. They replied, can, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. They replied, can, yes. And so, as sureties for their fathers, for their patriarchs, at every utterance, they replied, can, yes. When Elohim said, thou shalt, and replied, no. When Elohim said, thou shalt not, thereupon Elohim declared, out of your mouth, then, I give HaTorah, as is said, Mipi Olelim Weyonikim Yisadita Oz. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, according to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8 and 3. Strength, Oz, here means Torah. Of that it is said in Psalm 29:11, Jehovah will give strength to Amo, his people. Accordingly, when fathers, patriarchs, and Yisrael, Elohim forfend, reject HaTorah, their children are forfeited on account of them. As it is said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are cut off for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I also will forget thy children. What did Elohim mean in saying, I also will forget thy children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, meant, I also, in a manner of speaking, will make myself, I self, forget that thy children bless me, bless I. Hence, here it is said, I also. A further comment on out of the mouth of babes, Olelim, and sucklings, Yonikim, hast thou ordained strength? Have thou ordained strength? Yisadita Oz. Rabbi and Rav Jose the Galilean differed. Rabbi said, the word Olelim means children old enough to play in the street, as is shown by the verse in Jeremiah and Jeremiah 9 and 20, to cut off the children, Olal, from the streets. And also by the verse in Lamentation 4, 4b to 5a, the young children, Olalim, ask bread. They are desolate in the streets. And the word, Yonikim, means embryos in their mother's womb. Rav Jose the Galilean said, the word Olim means embryo still in the womb. As in the verse from Eo from Job 3 and 16, embryos, Olim, that never saw light. The word Yonkim means infants, just out of the womb. As in the verse from Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked Yonek, the breast of my mother. Rav and Rav Lewi commented further on the infants offering of themselves as sureties. Rav said, their mother's wombs became like transparent glass, and at once the embryos let go of their navel strings, and the sucklings let go of the nipples. Rav Lewi, Levi added, even greater than the first miracle was the one that followed. The mother's wombs became opaque again, The embryos rejoined themselves to the navel strings, and the sucklings went back to the nipples. After having opened their mouths in song, as is said, Mipi olalim awayonkim yisadita oz. Out of the mouths of embryos and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. The verse concludes, because of thine adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lim'an zoreka lehashbito yev ua mitanake. The term adversaries, implying two adversaries, and the phrase the enemy and the avenger imply two more adversaries in allusion to the four kingdoms. A different comment by the words, because of thine adversaries, lima'an zoreka, Elohim meant, on account of your adversaries, I have given you HaTorah, 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 HaTorah,
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of it, and the son of man that thou visitest? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the bands of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
מזמור חט, למנצח על הגיטית, מזמור לדוד. אדוני, אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ, אשר תנה הודך על השמיים. מפי עוללים ויונקים יסדת עוז למען צורריך, להשבית אויב ומתנקם. כי אראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שעת תחת רגליו. צונה ואלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is thee, imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
I want to say shalom right now in Jerusalem with a very well-known man, the rapper Shine, also known as Moshe Levy, and I'm just going to ask him a couple of questions. He's been a Baal Teshuvah now for 7 years, right?
Baal Teshuvah for 12 years.
12?
Shomer Shabbos and really observing Orthodox for 7 years.
7 years. And what inspired you to come closer to God? Anything happen?
I mean, no, you know, I grew up an Israelite life, you know, the same way Moses, Yaakov, all of our forefathers, you know, had the most difficult lives, you know. Yaakov had to be a slave for Laban, his own brother tried to kill him, you know, they raped his daughter, you know, his youngest son, his favorite son, you know, sold into slavery, you know, it's just always difficult for Am Yisrael, you know. Moses, you know, gave up being the Pharaoh to defend a Hebrew that was being taken advantage of and led the small nation against the biggest nation in the world. So that's what a Yid goes through. So me being a Yid, having a Yiddishkeit soul, you know, whenever I went through difficulties, you know, it was never to take drugs or, you know, it was never to take it out on other people. It was to turn to Hashem. And that's what a Yid does. He has to cry to Hashem. That's what they say in the time of Mashiach. You have to cry, the Israelites will cry to Hashem. So for me, that's what happened for me. You know, I was going through people dying left and right, you know, eating bread and sugar. That's how we ate, you know, because we didn't have anything to eat, you know, being the bastard child. You know, David was they thought he was a mamzer. You know, David, his brothers used to sit in a different table and wouldn't sit with David Hamelech. David Hamelech, from where the Mashiach comes. And one day his mother saw that and started to cry and told his mom, she said, don't worry about it. You see, so for me, my entire life, I grew up going through the most difficult circumstances, and the only thing I ever felt could allow me to escape that was a divine force. You dig? And being a dude with a half a brain, you know, the only thing that ever made sense to me, you look at any other, you know, science, it all goes back to Judaism. You know, they say Abraham is the father of all religions. You know, so for me, I don't want to talk to the middleman. I want to talk to Hashem. I want to go straight to the boss. And that's what, you know, Am Yisrael has the luxury of doing. You know, so for me, all the difficulties I went through was always, man, listen, please help me. Divine force, help me. You know, my grandmother used to put me on a game and spit in my ear that, listen, what you're going through is nothing. Moses went through worse. What you're going through is nothing. David Hamelech went through worse. You know, read this, read that. And when you read the stories, you know, they don't register. And you're like, man, he really went through that? Just, nah, that's something I read in a book. But they really went through that. Because I really went through everything that Am Yisrael has gone through. It's documented in history. And Hashem has always delivered me. You know, that bread and sugar, man, it tasted like, you know, a five-star meal. You did. The same way we sing, you know, for the third meal and sing during Shabbos, that's what Hashem used to give us. He gave us simcha, despite things being difficult and challenging. Because I know people that got $1 billion and they don't have the happiness that poor people who are filled with the spirit of the Shekinah had. You know, so again, for me, you know, I knew Torah without the knowing the Torah. You did, it's like the same way Yaakov and Abraham, you know, they knew Torah. Abraham, Avinu, his parents were idol worshippers. He grew up around nothing but idol worshippers and he knew the Torah. Before it was given on the scroll. So it's the same thing with me, man. You know, I always knew Hashem and I always applied those ethics. So when I was going through difficulties, when I was going through challenges, I knew the only way out was having a relationship with the Most High.
Would you say there's one particular event that really, you know, pushed you forward to do this whole thing? To come closer to God?
I mean, you know, again, my entire life was difficult. I would say the real turning point, you know, in that relationship, because again, you know, people have to understand, being Yid, being an Israelite, being Jewish is not, you know, coming to Sabbath services or, you know, showing up for Rosh Hashanah or, you know, putting on a suit, wearing sisters or going paid. You know, being a Jew is having a relationship with Hashem, honoring that relationship, being loyal, like you got a contract. Adam HaRishon, you know, is a partner in the continuation of creation. That's some serious thing to register. You know, so for me, when I got shot when I was 15, that was the consummation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. So for me, when I got shot, it was, you know what? No problem. That's what I have to go through. Please just get me through it. You know, I was a quintessential Israelite. Always, never, you know, oh man, it was no, all right, fine. This is what it is. This is the hand I'm dealt. How are we going to play this? How you going to let me win? Fine. They stacking the deck. They cheating. They got extra cards. Please, Hashem, how are we going to do this? I know I can beat him. I know I can defeat him. So when I got shot, that's what really let me know when my life was right there in my hands and let me know that the only way I was going to be able to get through life was through divine intervention. And, you know, obviously when you get shot, you retaliate, different things happen. And the fact that I made it through that entire situation, you know, I was dealing with some serious guys, man, some Goliaths, you know, some warriors. And the fact that I defeated them, little old me, you know, was proof of this relationship that my grandmother had been telling me to forge and that I've been forging myself. But talk, what is talk? You know, poetry is great, but life is better. You understand? So you got to live it in order for it to exist. So for me, I was saying, yeah, I want a relationship with Hashem. Yeah, the stuff Hashem is saying is true. Yeah, what my grandma was saying is true. But when I really went through a situation where I could have forsaken Hashem when I got shot, that's when it became real. When I said, you know what, nah, man, I got to keep going with this faith. This faith is going to get me through this. And it got me through it. You know, a year after I got shot is when I got my record deal. You know, and I went from sleeping on my mom's couch, you know, to being a millionaire.
And, you know, Rosh Hashanah is coming up on Thursday, and we'd like to change the news to Teshuva. Is there any one thing you'd like to do to come closer to God? One thing you want to take upon yourself?
I mean, you know, even me, you know, I have, you know, I'm from the line of David, so I'm just like, you know, my forefather, he was fired. David was fired. You know, he had a temper, they say, had a temper. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, my name, say Moshe, I had to work on that. So for me, you know, I think it's very, you have to be careful how you talk to people. Be careful how you treat people. You have to be very concerned with that. You know, because the reason we kosher is because, you know, depending on how we use this instrument called our mouths, you know, we can speak with the Shekinah. So you have to be very careful of the words that come out your mouth, because Hashem created the world with 10 utterances. So we are made in His image. So everything we say is very important. So you have to be careful of what you say to people. So that's one of the things I want to work on, what I say to people, how I say to people.
All right, Mr. Moshe, it's a pleasure. Very happy for you. I want to wish you the best. And Shana Tova.
Shavua Tov, Shana Tova.
سلمون مال ارسو بفيت These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this force. And here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Anaphora offering up for this Shabbat Shelach Leka, for this Senbet Lak Tilkalachu, the third Aliyah, the third offering up, third reading here for this Shabbat, the Shalishi. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers chapter 14. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah, here at verse 8, Numbers 14 and 8. Im Chafetz Banu Yahuwah Wehebiya Otanu Elaha Aretza Hazot Unatana lanu aretza asher hiya zabat chaleb udebash. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah, Numbers 14 and 8. If the Yahweh, He who be, we be, delight in us, then he will bring us, I and I, into this land and give it to us and give it to I and I, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye, y'all, against the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, neither fear y'all the people of the land. For they are bread for us, for they are bread for I and I. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh and Jehovah is with us, with I and I. Fear them not, but all the aggregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory, the kabodiyahu, and the glory of Jehovah appeared in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the appointment, the tabernacle of the congregation, before all the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel. And Yahweh, Jehovah said to Moshe, how long will this people provoke me? How long will this people provoke I? And how long will it be they believe me, they believe I, for all the signs which I have shewed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee I a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said to Yahweh, to Jehovah, then the Bani Mitzrayim, the sons of Egypt, the Egyptians, will hear it. For thou, the I, broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. For they have heard that thou, the I, Yahweh, Jehovah, art among this people. And that thou, the I, Yahweh, Jehovah, art seen face to face. And that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud and in a pillar of fire, belayla, by night. Now, if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations, the goyim, the international community, which have heard the fame of the I, will speak, saying, because Yahweh, Jehovah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware to them, therefore he have slain them in the Midbar, in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, I make the power of Adonai, of Adonai, be great according as thou, the I, hast spoken. Lamor, Yahweh, Jehovah, is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon. Salah. I beseech the I, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Mitzrayim, even until now, from Egypt, from Kemet, even unto now. And Yahweh said, Jehovah said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the kabodi, Yahweh, the glory of Jehovah. Because all those men which have seen kabodi, my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, because all those men which have seen my glory, kabodi, my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt, in Kemet, in Gibbet, and in the Midbar, and have tempted I now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they, Adam, shall not see the land which I swear to their fathers, their patriarchs, neither shall any of them that provoked I see it. But, however, on the other hand, my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit, another irit, another ruach, another menfes, another eye with him, and hath followed I fully. Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed, his race, shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the Midbar, into the wilderness, by the way of the Yam, the Yam Suf, 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 the Yam Suf. And hear, 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 Shema'ah, give ear right here, hear for the Rabbi'i Aliyah. Aliyah, Aliyah, Aliyah. For this Shabbat, Shabbat Shilach Lika, this Senbet, Senbet Laka Til Kalacho. Here, 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 here. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Numbers, Numbers chapter 14. Here at verse 26, for the Rabbi'i Aliyah, Anaphora offering up for this Shabbat, Shilach Lika, Sabbath sent. Why Daberi Yahuwa El Moshe Wu El Aharon Leimor. Here at verse 26 for the fourth Aliyah, Numbers 14:26. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aharon Leimor, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me, which murmur against I, against I, against I, against I, against I, against I? I have heard the murmurings of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, which they murmur against me, which they murmur against I. Say to them, as truly as I live, hi, 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 saith the Yahweh, as y'all ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, this Midbar, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, which have murmured against I, against I, against I, against I, against I. Doubtless ye, y'all, shall not come into this land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Yehoshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, your little ones, which y'all said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which y'all have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this Midbar, in this wilderness, and your children shall wander by Midbar in the wilderness 40 years. And bear your whoredoms, your whoredoms, until your carcasses be wasted by Midbar in the wilderness. After the number of days in which ye all search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye all bear your iniquities, even 40 years. And ye all shall know my breach of promise. I, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, have said, I will surely do it to all, to all, to all, to all, to all, to all this evil congregation, to all this evil aggregation that are gathered together, together against me, against I. In this Midbar, in this wilderness, they shall be consumed. And there, and there, and there, and there, and there, and there they shall die. And the men which Moshe sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation, all the aggregation to murmur, complain, grumble, murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. But Yahushua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Yefunneh, which were of the men, the Anashim, that went to search the land, lived still. And Moshe told these sayings to all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons, all the children of Yisrael, and Ha'am, the people, mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and got them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we'll go up, Aliyah, up to the place which Yahweh, which Jehovah had promised. For we have sinned, I and I have ucked up. And Moshe said, wherefore now do y'all transgress the commandment of the Yahweh? Wherefore now? Why now? Why now do y'all transgress? Do y'all go against the Yahweh? The mouth of Jehovah. But it shall not prosper. Go not up. Go not up. Do not aliyah. Al ta'elu. Do not go up. For Yahweh Jehovah is not among you, that ye all be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are, they are before you, and ye all shall fall by the sword, because y'all are turned away from the Yahweh. Therefore the Yahweh will not be with you. But they presumed to go up, to Aliyah, up into to the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh and Moshe, Moses, departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them, even to Hormah. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers, chapter 15. The years of wandering. First item, the end anticipated. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, and say to them, when y'all be come into the land of your habitations, which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, a olah, a burnt offering, or a zebach, sacrifice, in performing a neder, a vow, or in a free will offering, or in your solemn feast to make a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, of the herd or of the flock, then shall he that offereth his offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, bring a mincha, a meal offering, of a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of oil, and the fourth part of an hin of wine for a nesach, a drink offering, shall thou prepare with the olah, the burnt offering, or zebach, sacrifice for one lamb, or for a ram. Thou shalt prepare for a mincha, a meal offering, two-tenths deals of flour mingled with the third part of an hin of oil. And for a drink offering, nesach, thou the eye shall offer the third part of an hin of wine for a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. If the Yahweh, he who be we be, delight in us, then he will bring us, I and I, into this land and give it to us and give it to I and I, a land which floweth with milk,
milk,
honey. Only rebel not ye, y'all, against the Yahweh, he who be we be, neither fear y'all the people of the land.
The land rent their clothes. They spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Thus, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Thus, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Thus, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Thus, a land which floweth with milk and honey. It in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Through to search it is an exceeding good land. Through to search it is an exceeding good land. Through to search it is an exceeding good land.
Delight in us, then he will bring us, I and I, into this land and give it to us and give it to I and I, a land which floweth with milk,
and
honey. Only rebel not ye, y'all, against the Yahweh, he who be who he be, neither fear y'all the people of the land. For
not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for
A land which floweth with milk and honey. A land which floweth with milk and honey. He will bring us into this land and give it us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. He will bring us into this land and give it us. A land which floweth with milk and honey is an exceeding good land. Is an exceeding good land. Is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. The glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? To Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy mouth. How long will this people provoke me? And how...
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
For making the one stop. The generation gap,
Your Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan. የኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ላለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material things. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Stick
sticky, sticky situation I see. Enemies on the rise, brutal and evil. Devils in the sky. They curse, they fight. What in terror they play. Big guns, long knives. They shed his blood every day. Something about this generation. They're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation. They're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation. Their attitude thinks they won't get far. Something about this generation. When we say peace, they say war. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evilest ways. Oh, something about this generation. They're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
We're making the one stop. The generation action.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 8.
מזמור חט, למנצח על הגיתית, מזמור לדוד.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. What is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all
the earth. Shalom to Tainaist Ling, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek of Melchizedek, Karamawi, Karamawi, Haile Selassie, we have Psalm 8, Mezmor Semint. From the Mezmor Dawit, from the Psalms of David, today's daily psalm. In the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew psalter, it is themed the paradox of man. A new note is struck. Instead of supplication in time of danger, what do I and I have? We have a profound reflection upon man's status in the universe, in the Ioniverse, as testimony. Man's status in the universe, in the Ioniverse, as testimony. Man's status in the universe as testimony to the infinite greatness of sustain of the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, the true good, the true God. Now the psalmist and I meditates upon the grandeur of his creation and the place which the human being occupies therein. From one point of view, man is so seemingly insignificant in comparison with the vastness of Ekeziah's, of the sustainers, the true good, the true God's work, and his works, and his works, and his works. And truly, 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 it is surprising he deigns to give him a thought and a second thought. On the other hand, he is the human Lord, the human Adonai, the human Lord Geta of the earth, and endowed with powers which makes him a little less than divine, a little less than the divine. Both aspects are true, and there is no contradiction. The dignified position which man as a creature of Exialia, of the blameless creator, Fitari, holds in the world is proof of the incomparable majesty of his maker. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here we have Psalm 8, the paradox, speaking on the paradox of man. Here in Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm, Lam Natseyach al Hagitit, Mizmor LeDawid, we have the glory of Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahweh, and man's dignity. And man's dignity. And this verse right here, this verse is like the chorus line verse. We have something known as Sudike, the Zimra, and the Matins, and particular verses of Psalms that are focused on and zoomed in on and chanted, especially before in the New and the Living Way, in the Berit Chadash, especially before the Gospel reading. We have certain verses of the Psalm, and this is a particular verse, this first verse right here, after the opening, Lam Natseyach al Hagitit Mizmor LeDawid. We have the first verse, Yahweh Adonenu Ma Adir Shimeka Bikol Haaretz Asher Tina Hodika Al HaShamayim. Oh, he who be who he be, Adonenu Yahweh Adonenu Ma Adir. How glorious, how excellent, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, I, Adon, Adonenu, how majestic, Mahadir, Adir, how majestic, Adir, how excellent, Shimeka, the eyes male name, the call Haaretz, in all the earth, Asher, who, the one who, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Adonenu, I, sovereign, I, master, Mahadir, Shimeka, Gekol Haaretz, Asher, Tina, Asher, the one who, he who be, who he be, who he be, he is Asher, Tina, Hodika, Alha, Shamayim. He is the one who has displayed, your splendor. Whose majesty is rehearsed above the heavens, who has displayed your splendor above the Shamayim, the heavens. Tina Hodeka Al Ha Shamayim. KJV reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set Asher Tina, who has set Hodeka, the eyes glory, the eyes majesty, who has set the eyes majesty, Al HaShamayim, who has set the eyes glory, the eyes majesty, is rehearsed. His glory, his majesty is extolled by the Melakim, the angels above. Is it not then the duty of seeming mortal man to proclaim his majestic power on beholding his work? The meaning given to the verb, some say, is a little uncertain, and another possible rendering is, who has set thy glory above the heavens, invested them with an awesome splendor, which directs the mind of man to the majesty of the Creator, the Irator, even the blameless Creator. So here's the groundation, the bait verse in the Hebrew, the second verse, which is the first verse in the KJV and translated Bibles, once we touch on the superscription, upon Gittith, Al-Hagitit. Two explanations are possible based on Judaic tradition. The Targum connects the term with the city of Gath. Ha-Gitit. Gitit, Gat. Suggesting a musical instrument or melody which had, some say, a Philistine origin. The Midrash, teaching it, sees a connection with the Hebrew Gat, a wine press. Hence, this is a tune that is associated with vintage. The vintage season and the vintage songs. most of the modern scholarship favors the second alternative. And in the Metzav Kedus, we have a superscription to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8. The superscription is Lemezamran Aleka to the chief musician, Lamnatseach, Bewashint, Al Hagitit, Bewashint, on the flutes, Yet Dawit Mezmor. So this is a psalm for this season, especially for this season, for the harvest and the trotting the wine press till the harvest, and in the harvesting season to the musical leader, the chief musician, La Menatzeach, Al HaGitit, for the wine vats, Mizmor LeDawid, a psalm two, a psalm of David, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadira Shimeka, Bekol Haaretz, Asher Tina Hodeka, Al HaShemayim. Oh, he who be, who he be, Adonenu, Ainai, Adonai, Adoni, Ainai, Adon, how excellent is thy name. How excellent, Mahadir Shimeka, how excellent is thy male name, Bekol Haaretz, in all the earth. Asher Tina, who has said, who has rehearsed, who has displayed, Asher Tina Hodeka, the eyes, glory Al Hashemayim, above the
heavily. See over guide me, be my guide and know that you never stop me. I'm on the run, I'm on the run.
Love the tune by Mavado, On the Rock, beginning off with Selassie. He says, Baby G, he says, yeah. He says, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. My name is so excellent throughout this earth, Selassie. Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance, greater salvation for me. Jehovah, guide me. Be my guidance. No, they can never stop me. I'm on the rock, higher than I and I, higher than I and I. Jehovah, Yahuwah. Jehovah, guide me. I'm on the rock. I'm on the rock. Go tell my enemies. I'm on the rock. Selassie guides me. And I made them can't stop. I will never look back. That opening, the opening verses right there. Mavado, on the rock. Selassie, I, baby G, yay, yay, I. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. This here calls to I and I heart and mind when I and I hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm. Psalm VIII is the paradox, the theme, the paradox of man, Bamarinyan, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. We have the theme, Yefet Ari Gurma, 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 Majesty, Gurmawi, Gurmawi, Gurmawi Hoy, oh, Majesty, Gurmawi, John Hoy, Gurmawi, Nugus and the Guest, His Imperial Majesty. We have Gurma, Gurma, Majesty, Gurma, Yefet Ari, Set Ari, Set Ari, Set Ari is Creator, Teferi is to be reverent, reverenced, respected, Rastafari, the head to be reverenced, the head to be respected, also in the sense of self-respect, in the subjective sense, self-respect. Here we have Fetari. Fetari. Fetari is creator, and Tefari, Tefari is to be he who is to be reverenced, respected. So we have Yefetari Gurma, the majesty of the creator, even the blameless Irator, because man was not emanated from a deity. Man was created in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them. Man was not emanated from a deity. But the true deity or divinity emanates from the true man. Yefitari garma befitretu lai, upon his creation, fitret, fitretu. Today's daily psalm, lamnatziyach al ha-gitit mizmor le David, for the chief musician, for the musical leader, musical director, upon the gitit, al ha-gitit, a song for the harvest time, for trotting the wine press. This is linked with the trotting of the wine press. Al ha-gitit, we have bewashint, bamarinya, signifying upon the flutes in the connection with the harvest, the wine season, even this season, as we count the Omer in this particular season to the harvest season, the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat complete. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Adonenu, Yahweh, Adonenu. Oh, he who be, who he be, yod hey, weh hey, Adonenu, Adonenu, I and I, Adon, I and I, sovereign, I and I, Lord, Mahadir. How glorious, Mahadir, how excellent, Mahadir, Shimeka, Shimeka is the eyes, Shim is the Hashem, is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Shimeka, Shimeka, Bekol Ha'aret, Ashatina, Hodeka, Al Hashemayim, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set above the Shemaim, Al HaShemaim, above the heavens. How excellent, how glorious, how excellent is the I name, his I and I name, even I and I, new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, Yahuwah Adonenu, Yahweh Adonenu, Mahadir Shimeka, Bekol Haaretz, Ashetina Hodeka, Al HaShemaim. Today's daily psalm. In this hymn, to the sovereign creator, to the blameless creator, the blameless Irator, the psalmist and I praises, give eyes to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's majesty, and marvels, and the wonders, and we marvel that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, has given to the human being, given to man dominion, dominion over the created order. The created order, Mahadir, 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 how excellent, how adir, how wide, how large, how powerful, how wide, how large, how powerful, how excellent, how famous, how gallant, how glorious, how goodly, how lordly, how mighty, how noble, how principal, how worthy, Adar. We have Adar. Adar in the Hebrew means to expand, to be great, to be magnificent, glorious, honorable, mah, mah, what adir, what excellence, what glory, what majesty, what praises. The precise meaning, some would say, of some of the terms here, the gittit, linking with the gat and the wine press, might seem a little cryptic, but in the connection of the season, even the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews in the season directly is connected with the harvest, the wine, right? Trotting the wine press, right? The wine vats, al ha-gitit, right? The plural form of the title, it emphasizes Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh's absolute sovereignty. Also, the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How awesome, Mahadir, how majestic, Shemeka, the Hashem, the Shem, Shem, the name, which here stands, some say, metonymically for Ha-Elohim, the true goods, his rep, his reputation. which give your majesty, you give your majesty on the heavens. Asher, Asher, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Adonainu, Aina, Adon, Mahadir, how excellent Shemekah is the eyes, name the eyes, male name, Bekol Haaretz, in all the earthly plane, Asher, the one who cannot. Tina gives, sets, Hodeka, Hodeka, your majesty, your Hod, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim, who gives, he who be, who he be the one who Asher, Tina, Hodeka, who gives his male majesty, Tina, Tina. See, the form, some amend this here to Natata, Natata, to give, or Titain, Titain, the imperfect form, Titain. See, the introductory, Asher, Ehya, Asher, Ehya, I am that I am, I be who I be. Asher, Asher in the Hebrew means which or who. So it can be taken as a relative pronoun, you who, you are the one who, or a casual conjunction in the sense of the Hebrew, because of what you have done, of what he who be who he be. One may literally translate you who, or because you place your majesty, Asher Tina Hodeka Al HaShemayim, because you place Hodeka, the eyes majesty, Al HaShemayim, above the Shemayim, the heavens. Placing majesty upon, in Numbers 27 and 20, that sense of placing majesty upon. In 1 Chronicles 29 and 25, placing majesty upon. Here we have the first verse, that's in the translation, that first verse, leading to the second verse. Mipi, mipi, olelim, mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of olelim, out of the mouth of babes, mipi, olelim, mife, mife, olelim, mifi, mipi, from the af, the fe, up, be, be, according to the pointing. Here we have the pointing of mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of babes, with yonkim, with the yonkim, and suckling. And suckling, yisadita, yisadita oz, yisadita oz, yisadita oz. Hast thou founded, like a foundation, a groundation. Hast thou ordained, yasad, the root Hebrew term is yasad, to set. Set literally, or set figuratively, to be founded. To also to sit down together, to settle, to consult, to appoint, to take counsel, to establish, to lay the foundation, lay for a foundation, a groundation, also in the sense of instruction, to ordain, to set. Mipi olelim, out of the mouth of babes, little infants, with your nekim and suckling children, yisadita, yisadita, the eye has set, yisadita oz. Oz, Oz, you have set strength, Oz, Oz, Lima'an, because of Lima'an, Sorereka, Sorereka, because of thine adversaries, has found its strength, because of thy adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger, Lihashbit, Oyev, Lihashvit oyev u'amita nakem, u'amita nakem, u'amita nakem. You establish strength because of your foes. The meaning of the statement, some say it's unclear to them, but it's clear to us. See, the present translation, following the reading of the LXX and the Metzav Kedus, it has praise, ainos, ainos, in place of oz, as niskana, in place of oz. Praise, eyes is thanksgiving, in place of strength. So it's that thanksgiving, thanks and praises out of the mouth of the infants, the babes, and the suckling children. He must be born again, that he has found his strength. Yisadita oz, found his strength to cause, to cease an enemy and an avenger. See, the singular forms are often in the collective sense, the nakeim, nakeim, the avenger. Here, the connection with Psalm 44 and 16. We have Psalm 44 and 16. Now, this is the bait. This right here is the bait verse, the second verse in the English, but bringing us here to the third verse Hebraically, when I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which the eye has established, and see, and seen, sight, seen, 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 seen.
Be happy, dear.
Yeah. Hope. Everybody feel the put your time stuff right now.
My name is so excellent.
Patrina on the building. Pray for my enemies, don't pray for me. Me against the world. Last man standing, I like my chance. See me in the fight with a bear, pray for the bear. I hold this shit down by myself if I got to group. We all we got. Lord Jesus, please be my savior. Lord knows I got a whole lot of haters, but I just more. Just more. My mind too strong and my nine too long. I reach any pillow, you put your little mind on and I just more. Just more. Hold up, you're dealing with professionals, so unless you know, war tactics, walk backwards. Automatic, come across your chest like Catholic. Hail Mary, real Barry. Any one of you motherfuckers hear me? Welcome to the rock. It ain't never gonna stop. Rude boy, put your lights up. Rude girl, throw your diamonds up. How the fuck they gonna stop, old boy? I don't even have to write this. Wheel it! Lord Jesus, you my savior. Lord knows I got a whole lot of haters, but I just more. Just more. My mind too strong and my nine too long. I reach any pillow, you put your little mind on and I just more. Just more. Hold up, you're dealing with professionals, so unless you know, war tactics, war backwards. Automatic, come across your chest like Catholic. Hail Mary, real Barry. Any one of you motherfuckers hear me? Welcome to the rock. It ain't never gonna stop. Rude boy, put your lights up. Rude girl, throw your diamonds up. How the fuck they gonna stop, old boy? I don't even have to write this stuff. God knows I got a hell of a flow. Where I be without it, they don't wanna know. Fear but for the grace of the Lord. Now my face grace the cover of the fall. Blood clot. You ain't got to love, right? You gotta respect the way y'all bake that cake, nigga, lift up shots. I am the rock. Shit, I started to rock. Shit, I started with rock. Target the rock. Target and hold. Target and hold. When y'all to know. Target ain't slow. Shield that guides me. Be my guidance. No, they will never stop me.
Shield that guide me.
My evil, 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 my ev
Rastafari.
Abba Gada.
Awaza
Chaya Kaya Manasai Patada Warashata. Ha. Ha.
Ma!
When I behold thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou, the eye, hast ordained, ki ere shameka ma'ese etzabotecha, yareacha wikokabi ma'ashera konanata. Hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear the Dalet, Hebraic with the Dalet, the fourth verse. When I behold thy heavens, ki ereh shameka, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzavoteka, the moon and the stars, yareach wekokabim, that thou the eye hast ordained, asher konanta. Rab Aibu taught, there are three kinds of men. The first kind says, quote, had I been created to do no more than behold the stars and the heavenly bodies, it would have been enough for me. It would have been enough for I. As is said, when I behold, ki ereh, when I behold the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, yareach wekokabi, asher konanta. The second kind of mind says, quote, all that thou, the eye, hast given to me, give it to me, in the olam haba, in the world to come. The third kind of mind, the slothful laborers, says, quote, Give I now what is ours, and also what was our father's. As is said, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzaboteka. And here, midrash note right here, connected with the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzaboteka, the work of thy fingers. Here, midrash note. The three groups are the perfectly righteous who find sufficient reward in merely beholding Ha'elohim, the power's handiwork. The middling people who are willing to wait for their reward so that they may enjoy it in paradise, in the garden of delights. And the slothful laborers, quote, end quote, and the slothful laborers who demand here and now not only their own deserts, but those of their fathers, but those of their patriarchs. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Joshua ben Levi taught, in saying to mankind, according to Yeremiah, Jeremiah 23:24, do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo et ha-shamayim wa et ha-aretz ani malei num yahwa. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo et ha-shamayim wa et ha-aretz ani malei num yahwa, saith Jehovah. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He meant, know y'all that the upper worlds and the lower worlds were filled merely by the work of my fingers, ma'iseh etzaboteka. And here, Midrash note, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 19, the sixth section, 19.6. What is man? What is man that thou, the eye, art mindful of him? Ma enosh ki tizikarenu? What is man? Ma enosh
that thou, the I, art mindful of him. Kia ti zikreinu. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the Hay verse, the fifth verse. Ra berakayu, berakayu taught, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, was creating his universe, his Einiverse. He sought to show the angels, the excellence of the deeds of HaTzadikim, of the righteous. But the angels said to HaElohim, to HaElohim, to the power, the true good, the true God, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou rememberest him? Ma enosh kia tizikrenu, uben Adam kia tifakdenu. What is man, ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Kia tizikrenu, and the son of man, uben Adam, that thou thinkest of him? Ki tifakdenu, in saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? In saying, Manosh kia tizikrenu, they were referring to Abraham, of whom it is said, even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, God was mindful of Abraham. Vayuzkor Elohim et Abraham, that Elohim, Hailahim, the power, remembered Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Abraham. Elohim was mindful of Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Abraham. In saying, and the son of man, that thou rememberest him. Here in the Hey verse, he breaks the fifth verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. He breaks the fifth verse, the B part, the second part of the fifth verse. And the son of man, U ben Adam, that thou rememberest him, ki tifakedenu, or that thou thinkest of him, ki tifakedenu. They were referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, who was begotten by HaElohim, HaElohim, by the powers remembering Sarah. As is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1, and the Lord thought of Sarah, and Yahuwah Jehovah thought of Sarah. Yahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah remembered Sarah. Yahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah thought of Sarah, in saying that thou makest him less only than Elohim, than HaElohim, than the power, the true good, the true God. Hear, today's Psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the sixth verse. Wata chasrehu me'ata me'elohim, yet thou, the I, hast made him but little lower than Elohim. Wate chasrehu me'at me'elohim, that thou, the I, makest him less only than Elohim. They were referring to Yaakov, to Jacob, who commanded the flocks to bring forth streaked, speckled, and spotted young, as is said, quote, and thus, like this, the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods and brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Hear, from Bereshith, here from Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 30, verse 39. Vayachemu hatzona el ha-maklot, vateladna hatzona ikudim, nikudim, uat eluim. And the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Vayachemu hatzona el ha-maklot vateladna hatzona ikudim, nikudim, utaluim. Thereby proving that Yaakov, that Jacob, was less than
Elohim, then the power, the true good, the true God, then Ha'ilahim, only in that he had not the power to put breath, the breath of life into them, in saying, and crowneth him with glory and honor. Here, 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 today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the wow verse, the va verse, in saying, and crowneth him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar, glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu. They were referring to Moshe, to Moses, to Musa, of whom it is said, quote, Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Moshe lo yada'a. That Moshe knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams while he talked with him. Moshe lo yada'a ki akarano ora panayo bedabro ito. In saying, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm. Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm, here, 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 he break with the seventh verse, the Zion verse, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Tam Shileu, b'ma'iseya yadecha, thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Tam Shileu, b'ma'iseya yadecha, they were referring to Yehoshua, to Joshua, Yasu, who caused the luminaries to stand still by saying, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon, in Yehoshua, in Joshua 10 and 12. Vayomer le'aynei Yisrael, Shemesh be'giv'ona dom, ve'yareach be'aymek Ayalon. Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon. Shemesh be'Gibeon dom. Moon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Moon, and thou moon with Yareach be'Aymek Ayalon. Shemesh be'Gibeon dom with Yareach be'Aymek Ayalon. As it is written that, quote, the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Vayodom hashemesh v'yareach amad. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Vayodom hashemesh v'yareach amad. Here, here, Yehoshua, Joshua, chapter 10, verse 13. The sun stood still. Vayodom Hashemesh, the sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Ve'yareach amad, and the moon stood. The moon stood. Vayedom, vayedom. The sun was silent. The sun was dumb. The sun stopped. The sun ceased. Vayedom, vayedom. Hashemesh, ve'yareach, yareach, and the moon. Ve'yareach amad. And the moon stayed, and the moon stood. In saying, thou, the I, puttest all things, all things. Thou puttest all things under his feet. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, Psalm 8. Here, Hebraically, the seventh verse. Thou, the I, puttest all things under his feet. Kol shata tachata raglav. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Kol shata tachat raglayo. Kol shata tachat raglayo. They, They were referring to David, all of whose enemies fell before him, so that he said, even in 2 Samuel 22:43, then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. Full of verse here, 2 Samuel 22:43. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street and did spread them abroad. Then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Here today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the 8th verse right here, Mizmor Chet. The 8th verse, Psalm 8, verse 8. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Sone va elafim, kulam. Sheep and oxen. Sone va elafim, all of them. Kulam. Sone va elafim, kulam. They were referring to Shlomo, to Solomon, of whom it is said, even in 1 Kings, chapter 5, the 13th verse, that reads, quote, he spoke also with beast, with fowl, and with creeping things. He spoke also with beast, with fowl, and with creeping things. And here, this particular verse here, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. Why daber alaha etzim amina ha erez asher ba lebanon we adaha ezob asher yotzeya bakira why daber alaha behema we alaha ofa we alaha remesa we alaha dagim. Here, full of verse, here, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. And he spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, creeping things, and of fishes. Here, he breaks with the full of verse. Why daver alaha etzim amina ha reza asher ba lebanon we adaha ezob asher yotzeya bakir why daver alaha behema we alaha ofa we alaha remes we alaha dagim. Here, the quote, he spoke also with beasts, with fowl, and with creeping things. Why daver alaha behema we alaha of we alaha remes we alaha dagim. In saying yea, and the beasts, and the beasts of the field. Here today's Psalm 8, the 8th verse. Vegam bahemot sadai, yea, and the beasts of the field. Vegam, and also vegam bahemot sadai, and also the beasts of the field. Vegam bahemot sadai. They were alluding to Samson. According to Rav Hanina bar Papa, Elohim hailehim the power, let the angels see Samson as he was capturing the 300 foxes. Here, Midrash note referred to Hashoftim, to Judges, Judges chapter 15, verse 4. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Hailahim, Ha Elohim, the power let, made the angel see Daniel go down into a pit of lions, ride upon their necks, and suffer no injury. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Hailahim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, made the angel see Daniel, go down into a pit of lions, ride upon their necks, and suffer no injury. In saying
the fowl of the air. Hear today's psalm is Morchet. Hear the 8th verse, the 9th verse. Sipor Shamayim, the fowl of the air. Sipor Shamayim, the fowl of heaven. Sipor Shamayim. They were alluding to Eliyahu, alias Elijah, who flies about the world like a bird. Of Eliyahu, Eliyah, alias of Elijah, it is also said, according to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. Veha'orvima mevi'ima la'u lachema u'a vasara ba'boker ve'lachema u'a vasara ba'arev u'a mina ha'nachala yishteh. Hear. Full of verse, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6. And the ravens, Arabs, brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook, and he drank of the brook. And here, I and I Midrash note, when it says, with ha or bi, some say by a change of the nikudot pointing, ha or bi, ravens can read Arabs. The word for ravens can read Arabs. With ha or bi, with ha or bi, with ha or bi, and the ravens can also be read as ours. But here, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. In saying, and the fish of the sea, in saying, and the fish of the sea, here, the 8th verse, U'degay hayam, and the fish of the sea, U'degay hayam. Here, they were alluding to Jonas, of whom it is said, according to Jonah, chapter 2, verse 1, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Vayitapalel Yonah Eliyahua Elo Hayua Mima'e Ha Daga. Here, the fuller verse. Then Jonah prayed to Jehovah Elohayu, his Elohim, his power, out of the fish's belly. Wayita palela yona il Yahua Elohayu mi ma'e ha daga. In saying whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea, here also the 8th verse, in saying whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. Overa Arhota Yamim, whatsoever passeth, Ober, passeth through the path, Arhot of the seas, Yamim, Ober Arhota Yamim, whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea, Ober Arhota Yamim. They were referring to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, of whom it is said even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9, quote, but the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. Uvnei Yisrael halku vayabasha betok hayam. But the children of Yisrael, the Bnei, the sons of Israel, walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. O Bnei Yisrael, halku bayabasha betok hayam. Finally, in saying, O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is thy name in all the earth. Hear the Yod, Hebraically the Yod verse, the 10th verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear the 10th verse. Finally, in saying, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadira Shimka Bekol Haaretz, Jehovah, I and I Adon,
I and I sovereign, he who be, we be, I and I sovereign, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Rashimka, how glorious is thy name, Mahadir, Mahadir Shimka, in all the earth, Bekol Haaret, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimka, Bekol Haaret, the angels meant, do what pleases thee. That's in Bale. Do what pleases the eye. Thy glory is to sojourn with thy people and with thy children. And here, Midrash note, compare with the Bereshit Rabbah, the Genesis Rabbah 8 and 6, quote, the angels, Melakim, they said to him, do what pleases the eye, des, do what pleases thee, do what pleases the eye, in saying, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimka, Bekol Haaret.
Gracias.
Yeah.
And another comment on, for him who triumphs at, treading the winepress, at treading the gittit, here, the superscription, the title, Hebraically, the Aleph, the first verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Lam Natzeach Al Hagitit, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, for the one who wins, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeach Al Hagitit, usually translated as for the leader, for the chief musician, the musical leader, the musical director, upon gittit, wine press. Lam natzeach al hagittit. For him who triumphs at treading the wine press. The verse refers to the punishment of Gog and Magog and of the four kingdoms upon whom Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the true God, the power, will tread, as in a wine press. As is said even in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine press? Madua adoma lilavushecha uvagadecha bidorek. Begat. Hear. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth, in the wine fat, in the vine press, the wine vat. Hear. Madua adoma lila busheka uba gadeka bedorek begat. Madua adom lila busheka Uba gadeka ke dorek begat. Yeshayahu hanavi, the prophet, Isaiah, he said, even in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. The Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Sebaot Vamishpata V'ha'el Hakadosha Nikdasha B'tzedaka. Here. Full of verse. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. But Jehovah of armies, Yahuwah Tzebaot, shall be exalted in judgment, and Ha'el, and the Almighty, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, that is holy, Kadosh, shall be sanctified in righteousness. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzebaot v'mishpat v'ha'el ha'kadosha nikdasha b'yetzedaka. When will ha'kadosh, Baruch Hu, when will the Holy One, the sanctified, set apart one, blessed be He, be exalted when He executes judgment upon ha'goyim, upon the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, for what is said in the preceding chapter, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone, all one, shall be exalted. Aine gavhuta adama shafel v'shacharum anashim v'nisgav Yahuwah levato. Bayom Hahu, here. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and Yahuwah and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. Aineya Dabuhut Adama Shafel with Shacharuma Nashi with Nisgav Yahuwah Levado Bayom Hahu. At such a time, at such an Iwa, Yahuwah, Jehovah Tzebaot, Jehovah, He who be, we be of armies, shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzebaot b'mishpat, and Jehovah of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbah Yahuwah Tzebaot b'mishpat. Similarly, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty Ha'el said, and it shall come to pass in that day, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, and I will cause to rain upon him, and upon his bands, and upon the many peoples that are with him, an overflowing shower, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus, like this, will I magnify myself, and they shall know that I am Yahuwah Jehovah. Hear, Yechezkel. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, and verses 21 to 23. And here, Yechezkel, here, Ezekiel chapter 38, here, verse 18. V'haya, b'yom ha'huwa, b'yom ha'bo, gog al adamata Yisrael, nu Adonai Yahweh, ta'ile chamatiya be'api. Here, full of verse, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18. But it shall come to pass at the same time, Iowa, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith Adonai Yahweh, that my fury shall come up in my face. Wehaya b'yom ha'hu. Beyom bo goga ala damata Yisrael nu Adonai Yahweh ta'ile chamatiya be'api. My wrath, my fury, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai,
Adonai, the sovereign, he who be, who he be. Adonai, Yahweh, will go ham, will go ham upon them. Adonai, Yahweh, ta'ile, chamati, be'api, that my wrath shall come up into my nostrils. Ta'ile, chamati, be'api. Verse 21, full of full. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith Adonai. We, every man's sword shall be against his brother. Vikarati alav likhola harai chereva numa Adonai we chereva isha be achiv tihye. I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains, saith the sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Wik arati alayowa likola harai chereb nu Adonai Yahweh chereb ish be achio tihyeh. Verse 22, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain up on him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Ve'nishapatati ito be'dever uvadam v'geshem shotef v'avneya elagavisha Aisha ve gafarita amtira alayev ve Allah e gapayev ve Allah amim rabim asherito. With pestilence and with blood will I enter into judgment with him, and I will rain on him and on his hordes and on the many peoples who are with him, an overflowing shower and great hailstones, fire and sulfur, fire and brimstone. Where nisha patati ayito be dever ubdam, where geshema shoteifa, where abneya elagavisha, eish, where gafrita amatira alayoa, where Allah e gafayo, where Allah amima rabima asharito. Verse 23, thus like this will I magnify myself, thus like this will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I be he who be, who he be, Jehovah. Ve'ahita gadilitia, ve'ahita kadishati, ve'no da'itia, le'aynaya goyima rabima, ve'yadu ki'ani Yahuwah. I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations, of many Gentiles, heathen, the international community, and they shall know that I be he who be, who he be, Yahuwah, and they will know that I be Jehovah. Wehita gadilati, wehita kadishati, we nodaiti le ainaya goyima rabim, we yadu kiani Yahuwah. Similarly, Joel, the son of Petuel, he says, even in Joel, chapter 4, verse 9, verses 11 to 12, proclaim y'all this among the nations, among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye nations, and gather yourselves together, together round about. Make the nations be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. And here in the KJV, King James Version, Joel chapter 3, this is found at Joel chapter 3, verse 9, that reads, full of verse, proclaim ye y'all this among the Gentiles, the heathen, the goyim, the international community. Prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near,
Let them, make them come up. Ero zot abagoyi, kadeshua milcham, ha'ero ha'givore, yigeshua ya'elu kol anshe ha'milchama. Proclaim this among the nations, the Gentiles, the international community. Ero zot bagoyi. Prepare for war. Stir up the mighty men. Make all the warriors draw near. Make them come up. Kerozot bagoyim. Kadishu milcham. Ha'iru ha'givori. Yigashu ya'elu. Kol anshe ha'milcham. And hear. Joel chapter 3 verse 11. KJV. Full of verse. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together to gather round about. Scissor, Zaya, cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Jehovah. O Shua, Vavo, Kola Hagoyim, Mia Saviva, Ve Nika Batso, Shamma, Ha Nechata Yahuwah, Givoreka. Hurry and come, O Shua, Vavo. All you surrounding nations, Gentiles, call Hagoyim, and gather yourselves together, Mia Sabib. Cause your mighty ones to come down, Tizazaya, O Jehovah, where Nikabatsu Shama, Han Nechat Yahuwah, Giboreka. Verse 12, KJV, full of verse. Let make the heathen, the goyim, the Gentiles, the international community be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen, the Gentiles, the goyim, the international community, the nations round about. Ye'oru ve'ya elu ha'goyim el emeka Jehoshaphat ki sham eshev lishpot. Et kol ha'goyim miyas aviv. Make the nations arouse themselves. Ye oru ve ya'elu ha'goyim. And come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat and Aliyah to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Ve ya'elu ha'goyim el emeka Jehoshaphat. For they ki sham. For Zaya, ki sham, will I sit, Esheb, to judge, Lishpot, all the surrounding nations. Et kol ha-goyim, mi yasaviv. Ye oruwa wea ya illuwa ha-goyim el emeka Yehoshaphat. Ki sham, Esheb, Lishpot, et kol ha-goyim, mi yasaviv. But there's no valley named Yehoshaphat. There's no valley named Jehoshaphat. What then is meant by the valley of Jehoshaphat? What then is meant by Emek Jehoshaphat? What is meant by Emek Jehoshaphat? The valley of Jehoshaphat. It is the valley in which Yahweh, the Lord, he who be, Shafat, will make decisions. Shafat, Yehoshaphat, concerning all, call Hagoyi, all the nations, all the Gentiles, the international community. So it is described in the verse, even the verse from Euel, Joel, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of Jehovah is near in the valley of decision. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charutza, ki karov, yom Yahuwah, be'aymeka, he'charut. Hear. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charut, for the day of Jehovah is near. Ki karov, Yom Yahuwah, in the valley of decision, be'aymeka he'charut,
Hemonim, Hemonim, the Emeka Heharut, Kikarov Yom Yahuwah, the Emeka Heharut. Here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 14. The Hemonim, the multitudes are not the multitudes of the living, but the multitudes of the dead, as is intimated in the verse, even the verse from Jeremiah, from Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 32 to 33a. Behold, a great storm shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth, the earthly plane, and the slain of Jehovah shall be at that day from one end of the earth, of the earthly plane, even to the other end of the earth, the earthly plane. Thus, like this, after saying, there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. Hear, Joel chapter 3, verse 12. For there, ki sham eshev lishpot et kol hagoyim misabib. For there will I sit to judge, ki sham eshev lishpot, all the nations round about, et kol hagoyim misabib. Ha'el, ha'el, true good, true God, the power of the Almighty, ha'el, ha'el, declared even in Eul in Job chapter, Hebraically chapter 4, verse 13, but here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 13, put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Put in the sickle because the harvest is ripe. Shilchu magal ki vashal katsir bo redu ki malagat haya shiku haya yikabi ki raba ra'atam. Full of verse. Put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fats overflow, for their wickedness, their ratchetness is great. Shilchu magal kia bashala atir bo redu kia malagata haya shiku haya yikavi ki raba ra'atam. After that, he says, so shall ye all know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy, my Isla mountain. Hear, Joel chapter 3, verse 17. Hear. We are da etem aki ani Yehovah Elohekem, shokein abit Zion harak adishia, we haita Yerushalayim HaKodesh, we zarim lo ya'abru, lo ya'abru baha oda. Hear, full of verse. So shall y'all know that I be he who be, we be your power, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, be set apart, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more. We da etem aki ani Yehovah Elohekem, shokeina b'tzion har kadishi, we haita Yerushalayim HaKodesh, we zarim lo ya'avru baha od. And when will he be known as the Lord God? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, is seen in the wine press, in the gut. And when shall he be known as Yahuwah Eloheinu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen in the gut, in the wine press. When Ha'el Ha'el says, come, tread y'all. For the wine press is full. Come ye, come y'all. Bo, ki, bo, redo, come ye, come y'all. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. Bo, redo, ki, mala'a, gat. Bo, come y'all, redo, tread, trod. Ki, for mala'a, full, gat. The wine press, bo, redu, ki mala, gut. Hear, Yoel, Ewell, KJV, King James Version, Joel chapter 3, verse 13. In the Hebrew, Joel chapter 4, verse 13. His triumph will be acknowledged as is said even in the opening, the superscription of today, Psalm Yizmorchet, Psalm 8, La Menatzeyach Al Hagitit, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeyach, for the overcomer, La Menatzeyach, for the Menatzeyach, for him who triumphs at treading the winepress, Al Hagitit, at treading the Gitit. The term Gitit, Gitit, it occurs four times in scripts, in the scriptures, and stands for four periods of the Galut, the Galut, the exile. Firstly, in Psalm 84, verse 1, Lamnatzeyach, for him who triumphs, upon Al Hagitit, the Gitit, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Second, for him who triumphs, Lamnatzeyach, upon Al Hagitit, a psalm of Asaph, Psalm 81. And thirdly, the Gat in the book of Eul, the book of Joel, where it reads, come, tread ye, tread y'all, bo'u, redu, for the wine press, the Gat is full. Ki mala'ah, Gat. And fourthly, Psalm 8, hear. La menatzeyach al hagitit, for him who triumphs, for the overcomer, for the menatzeyach, upon al hagitit, upon the gitit, mizmor le David, a psalm, a chant, eyes of David, eyes of the well-beloved, la menatzeyach al hagitit, Mizmor le David,
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 le David.